The images we saw on TV last night, on Jazeera, BBC, Arabia, were terrible. The whole city looked as if it were on fire.
This war blog by Salem Pax is one of thousands that have sprung up on the web in response to the war in Iraq. Salem Pax has been drawing worldwide attention because he's a 29-year-old Iraqi living in Baghdad's suburbs. His nickname means peace in Arabic and Latin. Chris Perillo is a blogger and explains why Salem Pax is such a hit.
This was the closest thing we had to someone on the inside. And when I say on the inside, I mean someone who's coming at it from another perspective. He's in the trenches. When we watch television, we see, you know, a personality talking about something. You don't know his or her opinion because they have to filter it through their news organization. Whereas with a blog, with Salam, for instance, no one's filtering him. He's entering the information, he's uploading it, and now that it's published on the web, anybody can see it. Anybody can react to that.
Whoa, you have never seen a side like that. That was a hellfire missile that just went over it.
This distrust of the conventional media is nothing new, especially when media companies are owned by large conglomerates. In San Francisco, anti-war protesters have been staging die-ins outside the offices of CNN and Fox News to protest what they claim is biased reporting of the war. Paul Grabovitz heads the new media course at Berkeley University School of Journalism.
The people that are involved in those weblogs feel that the mainstream media is not voicing their perspective on things, not getting the information that they want. And quite frankly, my perspective is that the mainstream media, because it's this sort of attempt to homogenize and produce this kind of one-size-fits-all news, that this is sort of a reaction to that.
We will not stop until Iraq is free.
What was most disturbing are the images from the hospitals. People were lying on the floor with bandages and blood all over.
Claims that Salem Pax might be a spy or propagandist have been investigated by the blogging community, who've declared he is who he says he is, an ordinary Iraqi caught up in the middle of war. Lisa Ryan is a war blogger with her own site called On Lisa Ryan's Radar.
Getting the inside scoop from a little guy instead of one of these talking heads that purports to know so much all the time. I think we trust him more. We trust a little guy. People say, well, that guy doesn't have any credentials. You know, he doesn't work for any big company. Like, how can you trust what he says? Well, it's actually precisely because here's just a guy. He's got nothing to gain from telling this information. Often they might have something to lose from giving this personal information, but yet they know it's important and darn it, they put it up and it is important.
Blogging established itself after the terrorist attacks of September the 11th, 2001, when computer networks went down and people used wireless devices to spread information. Paul Grabovitz says this conflict is also helping to put blogging on the map.
I think it's another boost for the weblogging community. It's pretty clearly becoming more of a part of the media mix. I think publications are sort of paying attention now to what weblogs are saying and doing.
Because you need to know what's happening when it happens. Watch ABC 7 and ABC News for the latest on the war with Iraq.
The last Gulf War was regarded as one that was fought on television, while bloggers say this conflict is being seen as the first internet war. Largely, they claim, because blogging is proving itself as an important source of information, ideas, and opinions at such a crucial time.